Our Axel Locker Room Chat here continues on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. This Locker Room Chat is provided by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. We're alongside now boys head coach, the Axel Eagles, Jason Tynan. This is our week number 10 Locker Room Chat. Only one more week remaining, but we're here grinding through it. Last time we spoke, coach, you've had two contests, a win over Blue Valley Randolph 65-31, and a win over the Centralia Panthers 71-52. Earlier this week on Tuesday, coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
You know, I thought we did some good things defensively, especially in the second half of both those games. And, you know, I kind of complained or mentioned earlier in the year that I thought our second half defense wasn't as sharp. And we held, I think, Blue Valley to, you know, 11 points, somewhere in there in the second half. And then last night at Centralia, they scored 23. And so I thought we did make some good halftime adjustments last night. They were running a box of one on Colin, and we adjusted pretty well at halftime, and we couldn't get him kind of adjust during the game. But during halftime, they settled down a little bit, and we kind of scored 47 points in the second half, so we kind of handled that a little bit better than what we did in the first half.
How great was it to see Wyatt Detweiler come out and control that tempo last night, especially coming out with 13 points in the third quarter, finishing with 21 points on the game and four threes? How great is it to see a junior like him to kind of sort that confidence?
It's good. You know, I've said it all along to Wyatt. I mean, he's a top-tier player and a really good scorer and a really good basketball player, and sometimes he just kind of goes with the flow of whatever else is going on. If other people are scoring, he kind of just fits into the role of something else that night. If, you know, he's needed to score like last night a little bit, he'll step up. And so he kind of just gives you what you need. And sometimes you want him to be a little, you know, I've told him all along to be a little bit more aggressive, but it's great to see him, I mean, hit shots like that and play with confidence. And hopefully he continues to build off that and understands that, you know, he's a piece to this, and He's a valuable piece, and he just needs to have the confidence and continue to do that.
We've already locked up the number one spot here in the sub-state tournament via the coin flip, but you get the first round bye off Monday. Your first game for the sub-state tournament will be next Saturday. You'll play the winner of Pike Valley or Natama. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the wrap-up here of the regular season with Clifton Clyde coming up here now on Friday. A win secures the Twin Valley League title for the second consecutive season. Last year, you won your first league title since the 90s of Axel. So, coach, you know, how important is it to come out with some tempo and get this victory on Friday against Clifton Clyde?
You know, it's another challenge for us, and that's a piece that comes with it. You know, I think the boys really want that, but it, you know, they just want to get better and improve and be ready for sub-state as well. But you know, I think that, you know, we've won, the kids have won 20 some games the last 4 years. They're doing some kind of things that haven't been done in Axel in a long time, or if ever. And so, you know, I think that's a good thing. They're seeing the fruits of their labor come to fruition, so I think the confidence that comes with it, seeing that hard work does pay off, and they spend a lot of time in the summer. They're committed during the season. They come in on open gyms, and they shoot on their own all the time, and I think it's just a great to see them have success and, you know, build off that and head into sub-state on a high note.
Well, coach, next week we'll talk about the sub-state plans, getting the first round bye from Monday, but coach, thank you for your time, and thank you for joining us for week number 10 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right, thanks, Crendon.
That was head coach Jason Tynan with the Axel Eagle Boys, upcoming to finish the regular season Clifton Clyde on Friday. A win would secure that Twin Valley League title for a second consecutive season here for Axel. Next week, our final Locker Room Chat, we'll talk about the semifinal matchup that Axel will have on next Saturday.